Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Sadi Beis Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Am Rabbi Yanai. Says the Gemara Am Rabbi Yanai, Bechabura Nimnu Vegamru in Kedushin types of Yevama, we voted in the Yeshiva, we came out that there is no Tfisas Kedushin with the Yevama Lashak. Amalei Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said to him, Rabbi, Loi Mishnah Seini Hizu, what do you have to take a whole vote in the Yeshiva? The Chayrits of Mefer Shad Mishnah. Now we learned in the Mishnah of Metziah, Haimer Leisha Rea Mekudashas Lilachash Esgai or Lachash Esgairi. A man says to a woman, here's the ring, let's be married after I convert, after my conversion is finished, or after your conversion is finished. Or he's an Evet and he says, Lachash Estachrer, after I'm freed, or she's a shifcha, he says la'achash tishtachri, after you're freed, or she's married, so he says la'achash yamas ba'aleich, after your husband dies, or he's married to her sister, so he says la'achash tamas achiseich, after your sister dies, and now you won't be a pram of achisisha, she's a yivam al-lashuk, she's a shemeres yavam, and he says to her la'achash yachlitz la'chivmeich, after your yavam does chalitza to you, in all these cases, ain't a mikudeshas, because since at the time that he gives her the ring, there is no matzav of tefisas kedushin, they're in a matzav right now where she's an ishes ish, she's a gaya, whatever the case is, there's no tfizah as kedusha, so therefore it's a davar shel bala ilam, and even if you're only stipulating that the kinyan should only be chal later, since the ma'isa kinyan is happening right now, so ain't a makna davar shel bala ilam memele in the megudashas. First in the Mishnah that you see of yevam l'shuk is considered that there's no tfizah as kedusha, therefore it's considered an ain't a davar shel bala ilam. So says Rabbi Eichlin, it's a mafresh Mishnah. Amar le Rabbi Yani said back to him, you're right, that's pshat the Mishnah, but it's not so pasha that that's the pshat, and he loved it. Dali lachaspa mimishkachas marganisa to say, if I wouldn't have picked up the shard, would you have found the gem underneath? Meaning it's only because I stated the halacha so explicitly, that's how you were able to figure out that that's pshat of the Mishnah. Now, I'm really Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Eichnan that you should know, he loved the kalsik of a rabba, if not for the fact that a great man praised you, Rabbi Yani told you that you found the gem, there was a gem, the pshat you said was a gem in the Mishnah. Havaminullah, I know, masnis, and Rabbi Akivi, I would have told you a different pshat that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar in Kedushin Taifs and Bechayvi Lavin. That's why it's a Davar Shul Balaylam. The Vida Chachamim, there is Tfisas Kedushin with the Yavam Alashak. It's only the fear of Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. He says that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, that's why it's called a Davar Shul Balaylam. However, says the Gemara, vi Rabbi Akiva, if it's going like Rabbi Akiva, ki amar lo lachash yachlitz leiv meich, litfisa ba kedusha, still there should be tfisas kedushin after the chalitza. Why? It's a davar shel bala ilam. Sure, it's a davar shel bala ilam, but tashmidim leiv Rabbi Akiva, damar adam makna davar shel bala ilam. Rabbi Akiva shita, is that a person could make a chalitza on something which doesn't yet exist. And not like we learned, kainim shni yaisi lepicha, a wife says to her husband, whatever I make in the future, my salary should be usher to you. Ein sarach la hafir, says the Tanakama, there's no need to even be made for it because she's meshubbatim, she has no rights to make such a neder. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Yafir, that you should be made for the neder because Shematadiv Alav Yaisim and Aroilai. Maybe she'll end up making more money than she's meshubbatim for, so therefore he should be made for the neder. Now, why does he have to be made for the neder? Isn't it a davar shel bala ilam? The salary that she's going to make in the future doesn't yet exist. So says the Gemara, Salamai, you see that Rabbi Kiva Shita is that other makna davar shel bala ilam. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not. Muchaf, Hayd Mar Alam, Ravuna Braid of Yeshua, but Imeres Yikdashu Yadai. The case could be talking about a case where she said, my hand should be hektish to their maker, and her hands exist. So it's true, practically she was referring to her salary, but the way she made the chalais was on her hands, which is something that's exist in the world, and that's how it was technically able to be chal, and that's why Rabbi Kiva says that he has to be made for it, but not that Rabbi Kiva holds Adam Makna Davar Shul Bal Oilam. Really, Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Adam Makna Davar Shul Bal Oilam. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Adam Makna Davar Shul Bal Oilam Upligid Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's not like the way Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak understood Rabbi Akiva. The Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that Rav Huna Kerav, Rav Huna holds like Rav Kerav Yanev, Rav Yanev Kerav Chiyev, Rav Chiyev Kerabi, Rabbi Kermeh, Rav Meh Kerav Elizman Yaakov, Rav Elizman Yaakov Kerav Akiva. All of them hold like each other, like this one's, each one's each other's Rebbe. The Amr who ultimately says an Adam Makna Davar Shel Bala Ilam, a person could make a chalais on something which does not yet exist. The Gemara is going to go through now each Shita. Rav Huna Mahi, where do we find that's Rav Huna Shita? Did Mar Hamaycher Peres Dekol Lechaveira? He sells the fruits of the palm tree which don't yet exist to his friend. So Amr Rav Huna Ad Shel Bala Ilam Yachol Achzer Bayim. Before the fruits are produced, anyone could be chayzer. Once they're produced, nobody could be chayzer, even though the sale took place at a time that didn't yet exist. As opposed to Rav Nachman Amar Afmi Shabalaylam Yachol Achzer Boy, because the Kenyan is not chalin, and the Machna Davar Shabalaylam. Now, says the Gemara, as an aside, and Rav Nachman himself even says, "Amoydina, I agree. If the buyer eats from the fruits before the seller is chayzer, so then he doesn't have to reimburse the seller for whatever he ate, because that's all a mechila." Al-Kabanim, you see that Rafuna Shita is at Adam Machna Davar Shabalaylam. Rav, where do we know that this is Rav Shita? Dam Rafuna Amar Rav. A person says to his friend, when I buy this field from someone else, I want it to be sold to you right now, so it doesn't yet exist. It's not yet in his rishos, and still the Rav says, that the sale goes through. Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chiya, where do we know that Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Chiya hold like this as well? That other Makna Davar Shabbal Olam, the Rabbi Yana Havali Arisa. Rabbi Yana had a sharecropper that used to bring him a basket of his own fruits to give it to Rabbi Yana as a present every single Erev Shabbos. One Erev Shabbos, the sharecropper was delayed, so Shakul and Rabbi Yana was concerned that if he comes too late, he won't be able to take off Trumas and Maisers before Shabbos, and there's an Issa de Rabbanan to take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. So Shakul asked him to pay the Beis Elias. So he went and he took fruits from his own house, and he took off Trumas and Maisers, having in mind also that basket of fruits, which wasn't in his rishus, but it was a davar shel bal olam. But that's what he did. He wasn't so sure if he did what was right. So as to the comment of Reb Chiya, he came to Reb Chiya, and Amalei Reb Chiya said to him, "The shaper about it, though, you did was okay. A person could make a chalois on something which is lo bal olam." So that's already the raya. You see, the Rabbi Yanai and Reb Chiya hold like this, and other makne davar shel bal olam. Once we mention the story, we just say the hemshach of the story. That Reb Chiya brought a raya. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. The Pasuk says in Parashas Re'eh, "Leman tilmad liyiras Hashem alikachol yamim." Now you take up chumas and meisers, and you should remember to fear Hashem all your days. Eilu Shabbosos Yamim Tayvim. This says the Braisa, Kol Yamim is referring to Shabbosos and Yamim Tayvim. Rashi explains, meaning that you should take off Trumas and Maisers in order to make sure you have Oinik Shabbos and Yamtiv. Even do something which is questionable in order to make sure you have good Oinik Shabbos and Yamtiv. Well, my Hilfusa, what's the Torah coming to tell you to do? That it's okay to do what? Eilei Melasri Umeichal to take off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. It's Shekhar Lemishri Tilta Durabanan. Of course, the Torah would allow you to do that because there's no Isser Duraisa on taking off Trumas and Maisers on Shabbos. It's only Nisid Rabbanan. Elav Kei Gavna. It must be referring to this type of case. He could take it off something which is low Bala Ayla. Now Amar Lei, Rabbi Yani said to Rabbi Chiya that you're telling me I did the right thing. I'm concerned. Karian Bechalma. I saw in my dream last night that Kana Ratzitz, they showed me a reed that was splintered. My lav Hachi Kamerli. Weren't they telling me in the dream as follows that Hine Betachnu L'chal Meshenes Kana Ratzitz Hazeh, that I'm being relying on a reed which is something which is splintered, which something which falls. It's not something which is stable. It's a reed. It's very flimsy. So Chayr, that's coming to say that I was doing something which doesn't have good support. So Rabbi Chiya said back to Mloy, no, Hachi Karmilach, this is what they were telling you, that Kana Ratzitz Lo Yishvaru Pishta Kea Mloy Chabena, that they were telling you that you were relying on a reed which is very flimsy but also doesn't break. It's Kana Ratzitz Lo Yishvar, doesn't break, and really what you were doing was proper.